Amen. Hallelujah. And he went in to pursue them. Praise God. And God was with him. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat went out to battle. Praise God. They went out to battle against the Philistines. They went out to battle. But I'm telling you, he won the battle. Because why? He required of God. And you got to require of God when you're going through some things. You can't require a man. Because man would tell you one thing. If I was you, I'll do that. Come on, if I were you, I'd do this. I wouldn't go through that. But I'm telling you, when you are in the midst of a circumstances and a situation and you seek God and require of God, he will give you a strategy. He will give you an answer how to come out. He won't leave you in that alone. He's in there with you. He's walking you through it. He's bringing you out. Some things you're going to come out quickly. Some things is going to be a course over a time, but he's not going to leave you there. He's going to be with you. He's with you. Come on here. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come on here. I'm right there with you in the midst of what you're in, and I'm going through it with you. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing you through. I'm carrying you. See, a lot of times we feel that we're carrying God, but God is carrying us in the midst of what we're in. God is bringing us out in the midst of what we're in. We are his children. Come on here. Hallelujah. His word is his bond towards us. Again, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word is going to stand forevermore. If you can only trust God in the midst of what you're in, if you can only trust God in the midst of this battle, come on here. Don't look so much like it's the battle and it's about to overtake you, but you're coming out. Don't look at the battle that is going to strip you, but you're coming out. Come on, you're coming out better than you win. Come on, hallelujah. Because in this battle, you're learning how to lean. In this battle, you're learning how to trust in God. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hallelujah. I know God will do it. I know he's able to do it. No matter what is being presented to me, no matter who say God ain't gonna do it. Come on here. People are standing by and they want you to fall. People are standing by and they want you to be overtaken. But I come to tell you this morning, the God that we serve, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, he's able to do a scene above all we think or act. Come on, come on, come on, Joshua. Come on, hallelujah. Tell God, hallelujah. Tell God, Lord, I know you're able. I got my feelings back. Lord, I believe your word. Hallelujah. I'm standing on your word that you're able to do this. He's able to do this. Come on, hallelujah. He's able to heal. Yes, he is. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes, he is. He's able to bring you out, whether it be financial problems. He's able to bring you out. Hallelujah. Well, I don't care what the case may be. If you're going through family problems, he's a family problem solver. Hallelujah. He's a counselor. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. The battle don't belong to you. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Stand still. Stand still. There is a way to escape. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. There is a way to give God the praise. God bless you. Good morning, Sister McClarity. Hallelujah. All God wants to do is want you to acknowledge him in the midst of the battle. Don't go in the battle without God's help. Uh-oh. Don't go in the battle without God's help. Don't go into battle without your armor fatigue on, which is the word. Come on, hallelujah, which is the sword of the spirit. Come on, which is the helmet of salvation. Come on here, which is the breastplate of righteousness. Come on here, hallelujah, the loins girded about with truth. Come on, hallelujah, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Come on, don't go in half-dressed in this battle. Because you're not going to win. You're going to lose. Come on. If you have dress, come on. Nobody leaves at home. If you're going to a special occasion, amen. If you're going to a ball or you're coming to a royalty night or something like that, amen. You don't leave home half dressed. You get fully dressed. Come on. Hallelujah. You might not have on your shoes or you have on some other kind of shoes, but you don't walk in there with the other shoes you walked in. You come with the shoes. You get fully dressed. So this is what we got to do. We got to get fully dressed because we're in a battle. Come on. We are in a battle, even though we're not fighting, but we got to be fully dressed. We got to have the confidence. We got to have the reassurance. We got to have the hope that I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm in this, but God is going to bring me out. I'm in this, but God is going to deliver me. Come on. Again, we talked about these three boys, the Hebrew boys. They said before they got into the midst of that battle, if God don't deliver us, we know. We know he's able. We know he's able. The battle that you're going to be facing, the battle that you have faced, you know God brought you out. Come on, you know God have brought you out. And the Bible says, tell of his goodness. Amen. Make known his deeds among the people. God did this. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord what lifted up a standard. Come on. The Lord took care of you. I want you to know today that he's that same God. He's the same God. He will never fail. He will never, never fail you. There is no failure in God. All you got to do is keep believing God. All you got to do is keep trusting God. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. Come on, Valerie. Minister Valerie. God bless you. He's able to do it. He's able to bring you out. He's able to set you free. Come on. He's the same God. All you need to do is what? Have faith in God. In the midst of the battle, in the midst of the circumstances, have faith in God. And he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat, we inquired of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He set himself to seek the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Because they were coming up against him. Hallelujah. And he told them what to do on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Go out and they'll meet you down by the on tomorrow. Whatever your tomorrow, whenever your tomorrow may be, God has a plan in the midst of your circumstances to bring you out. Hallelujah. All you got to do is keep the faith. All you got to do is keep confessing his word in the midst of the circumstance, in the situation that you're in, and he will deliver you. And bring you out. He's that kind of God. He's that kind of God that can bring you out of anything. You're not in nothing. It's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. He spoke it and it came to pass. He spoke it. He put the world in existence. Come on. He said, let there be, and there was. So in the midst of the battle that you're in, God can speak one word, turn it around, and it calls shundo. He can shundo things around for you if you believe it. He could turn it around. Come on. He's a God of a turnaround. Oh, my God. He's a God of the Bible. And he could turn this thing around. He could turn it around for you. Are you out there today? You're under the sound of my voice. He could turn it around for you. Come on. He can heal. He can deliver you in the midst of this battle that you're in. And it feels like you can't come out. It feels like you're never going to come out of this battle. It feels like the enemy is trying to tell you that the God you serve is not able to do anything. Look at you. He's trying to make you look at yourself, feel down. He's trying to make you look at yourself, make you feel worthless. Like he's trying to do, like the scripture said, the word said he come to do what? Three things, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. I want you to know today, in the midst of this battle that you're in, it don't belong to you. We are almost about to get ready to open up these phone lines. Amen, amen. I take time to open up the phone lines for you on Mondays and Fridays that we could be able to touch and agree and pray for you and with you. Amen. And just in case you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, you have an opportunity time now to come to know Jesus. Come on, you're in the battle, but you're not alone. You're in this situation, but you're not alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this invitation, the clarion call. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. As I often said, you don't have to get nobody to vote you in. You don't have to get nobody to write a letter, a character letter. Come on, for you to accept Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. You don't have to wait 3 days and we have to study the application over. Then we'll get back with you. It's not up to man. It's not up to man for you to accept him. Come on, all you got to do is do this thing. Confess with your mouth. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. Come on. The phone lines are getting ready to be open. Amen. The phone lines are getting ready to be open for you this morning. Again, the number, you say, Apostle, what is the number? Erico 321-632-1000. The phone lines are open for you right now. Come on. The phone lines are open for you. Say, Apostle, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray with me, touch and agree with me as I go through this battle, because I know this battle is not mine. The enemy is trying to overtake me. The enemy is trying to make me believe that God ain't going to see me through. Amen. I want to pray with you, and I want to touch and agree with you, and I want you to know that he's able to bring you out. Praise our God. Why? Because this battle that you're in is not yours. It's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. The phone lines are open for you, my brother. Phone lines are open to you, my sister. Come on. If you just say, Apostle, I want you just to pray with me. Come on. I will pray with you. I believe God with you. I know you're able. He's able to bring you out. I know he's able to do a scene above all you think or ask. Come on. Why? Because I got my feelings back. Amen. I've got my feelings back. I'm not numb to what God is doing. Amen. I'm aware of what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Will there be one who will be the first to call in and say, Apostle, pray with me? Who will be the first to call in and say, Apostle, I'm in this battle, but I know God is going to bring me out. I want you to pray with me and for me. Come on, touch and agree with me as we go through this. Amen. You don't have to stay in the battle. You don't have to stay in the battle. The songwriter wrote a song. Amen. Say, trouble don't last always. Come on. I'm so glad trouble don't last always, because if trouble will last, amen, it will outdo God, and it's not going to outdo God. Amen. Hallelujah. The battle, again, is not yours. The battle that you're in right now, that you're facing, my brother or my sister, is not yours. Come on. You may be out there on the highway driving trucks. You may be driving your cars. You may be sitting in your home in the midst of a battle, in a torment of your mind, in the torment of your soul. But I want you to know that he's able to bring you out of it. Come on. Hallelujah. He's able to turn things around only if you believe it. Only if you allow him to bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. I know God is able. God bless you. On a mighty night. A prophet mighty night. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Tune with us. Tuning in with us. Amen. Some of you are on right now. I see you on, and I can't call everybody's name, but thank God for you being on here with us. I pray that this message today have touched you to let you know that the battle you're in is not yours. It don't belong to you. Praise our God. And you don't have to walk through it with your head hung down. You can hold your head up high. Why? Because God is with you. Again, the phone lines are open today right here for you as we got a few minutes. We got a few minutes. Amen. To touch and agree and pray with you and for you. Amen. In the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. God can do it. I believe he can do it. I know he can do it. I want to say thank you all. Hallelujah. Those that's been on. Amen. Those that have come in. Thank you for your comments. Amen. Hallelujah. I know God can do it without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. One thing we have to do. We have to know our God. And we have to take him at his word. In the midst of what we're in. Come on. Don't you faint today. Don't you give up today. Don't you give out today. Don't you give in today. Know who God is. He's with you. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you, forsake you. I am with you. Come on. I am with you. God bless you, Sister Stacy. I am with you. Come on. God is with you today. Hold your head up high. You have nothing to hold your head down for. You have nothing to be made ashamed of. Because God is with you. Yes, he is. If God be for you, who can be against you? He's more than the whole world. He's more than the whole world. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is with me. God, in the midst of this battle that I'm in, God is with me. It's trying to torment my mind. It's trying to take my joy. It's trying to take my peace. But God is with me. I'll keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee, even in the midst of the battle. Hallelujah. It is the hour and it's the time that God will see you through. Do you believe it? Come on. Do I have any callers today? Do I have any callers will call in and say, Apostle, come on. I know we're in this battle. Come on. And I'm not going to be feeling like I'm alone. I want you to pray with me and pray for me. Come on. Hallelujah. I pray with you and pray for you. Come on. Hallelujah. And if you're out there, you don't know him in the pardon of your sin. Amen. I want you to come to know him. I want you to accept him. Hallelujah. Again, it's so simple. It's just as simple. Hallelujah. It's nothing hard to accept in him according to his word. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. I'm waiting on your call. Who will be the first one? The lines are open. We got a few minutes. We got a few more minutes left in this Friday to call, to pick up this phone and call in and say, Apostle, I'm in the midst of this battle, but I know God's going to see me through. I'm in the midst of this trial, but I know God's going to bring me out. I want you to pray with me and for me. Hallelujah. That my faith fail me not. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you. A lot of times we say we are waiting on God, but God is waiting on us to do what? To make up our minds, because he's a gentleman. He's not going to break in on you. Come on. He's waiting on you to surrender and give it all to him. He's waiting for you to say, Father, I'm in the midst of this battle, this situation, but I'm trusting you. I'm giving it over to you, and I'm allowing you to do what? See me through. Give God the rings. Come on. Allow God to lead you. Allow him to guide you. Allow him to have free course in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. Because if you're trying to have free course on your own, you can't have it. The enemy was trying to do three things. Trying to do three things to you. Steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you to come out. He don't want you to be set free. He wants you to stay bound. He wants you to stay sick. He don't want you to be healed. Come on. He don't want you to stay poor. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. What you say about it? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Call. Call in. Call in. Those of you that's on the line, amen, and I'm on the Cypress audience, you can call in as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the apostle. Just pray with me and for me. The lines is open for you today. It's open for you today. Hallelujah. Call in and touch and agree in prayer. Hallelujah. In the midst of what we're in, the day of adversity, in the midst of what we're in, come on, situations, circumstances that you can't change. Only God can change it. And we'll pray and we'll believe God. What you say about it? He's able to do it. He can and he will do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. I don't want you to miss this revival. Amen. Tonight. The night is the final night. Do not miss this revival. Amen. Again, 1500 Florida Avenue, right in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Deliverance Revival Center, will be there tonight. Amen. All of you, hallelujah, you have not been there tonight. Come on. Press your way through. Press your way through that battle. Press your way through that test. And come on and be with us on tonight. It's going to be something in the place. Amen. Hallelujah. We're waiting for you. Those of you that have been, you can be a witness and testify. Each night have been something different in the spirit realm. Praise God. So tonight, we're looking to see you, you, and you. We got a few more minutes left for the callers. Come on. Don't say, I wish I would have called in. Amen. At the end of the broadcast. Because if you call in at the end of the broadcast, you won't be able to talk to me. I won't be able to touch and agree with you. This is the time where it's open. Again, thank you, Prophet and Stars, for putting it together, from putting the number up. Area code 321-632-1000. Come on, call in. Call in. This is the number that you can call in and call out of your battle, your circumstance. Come on, your situation. This is the number. Along when you talk to Jesus, and I touch and agree with you, amen, and believe, amen, this is the number. Jesus is going to bring you out, but this is the number you call, amen. You say, well, I can call Jesus, and I can tell him on my own, but guess what? Any two touch and agree, he's in the midst. You got an agreement. Come on, an agreement, hallelujah. We can touch, and we can pray with you and for you. And we're coming into agreement that God will bring you through it. God will bring you through it. The battle ain't yours. It don't belong to you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. He's so good. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you've been facing, it's about time for your miracle. Miracles happening. Come on. Miracles happen. When you believe God, things turn around when you believe God. Doors are open when you believe God. The battle that you're in, you're coming out of it. You won't be faced with it, praise our God, alone. Come on, you got somebody. You got some strength. You got some peace. You don't even have to do nothing but just show up to the fight. and he'll take it from there. Come on, what you say about it again? Here's the number again. Those of you that can see it on the screen, amen. Those of you that don't have it and you can hear it, area code 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. Only got a few more minutes left. I got a few more minutes left for the callers. I got a few more minutes to sit here and talk with you. My voice will come over the airways into your cars, into your homes. Amen. I got a few more minutes left that my voice will not be coming through. Amen. This radio. But guess what? Prayer will always be there. Jesus will always be there. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. What you say about it this morning? Come on, my brother. Hold your head up high. Come on, my sister. Come out of that. Come on, young man. Come through it. Amen. Come through it. Amen. The children are out for spring break. Come on. We got to keep our children covered in the blood. We got to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether it be our own children, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, or however they some kin to us, we got to cover them because they're in battles and they're in situations. But the enemy want to wipe them out. But we got to pray. We got to pray for them. Amen. Come on, we got to pray for them and cover them in the blood. Amen, because the enemy decides to sift them as wheat. But we got to pray for them even in the midst of what they're in. Amen, and let them know that the battle is not theirs. It belongs to the Lord. If they trust God and they wait on God, he'll bring them out. Amen, hallelujah. Again, our time is getting close for the callers to be cut off. Amen. Those of you that have not called in, you got time. You got a few more minutes just to call in. Come on, you say, I just want you to pray for me. I just want you to pray for me as I go through the weekend, as I go through this battle, that I don't faint, as I go through this battle, that I give it to the Lord, because I've tried everything. I tried everything I know to do, and it seemed like nothing is working. But today I want prayer that I'll be able to go through this and come out with the victory. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Hi, good day, sir.
God bless you.
I heard your message on the radio, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes. You call in for prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can do any prayer for me, I'd love to join you in prayer.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this caller, God, as he have heard the clarion call, even now as he's going through whatever he's going through with, Father. We thank you that you're omnipresent with him to bring him out of it, Father God. We thank you that you will show your hand in the midst of where he's in, and you'll keep him in perfect peace right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that can test him and concern with him, Father, you're concerned about it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. God, amen. That's a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that.
God bless you. Have a good day today.
You too. Thank you. I'll be back.
All right.
On again. Thank you very much for that.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
See, this is what I'm talking about. When you're in the midst of circumstances and situations and you have the peace of God, even though you're in the midst of it, you still have the peace of God, because we know in the end we win. 1 minute. Got one caller. One more caller. One more caller. Come on. You out there. Pick up the phone. Dial that number. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Because you're in the midst of that situation, circumstance. Only God can see you through. Only God can bring you out. One more caller. I got time for one more caller. Amen. Will it be you? Will it be a male or female? Will it be you? Come on, call in. One more caller. One more. Are you out there? Again, the number's right here. Error code 632-1000. 321-632-1000. I want you to know today that God is with you. And to the caller that called in, be of good courage. Because God will strengthen your heart. In the midst of what you're in, he's strengthening your heart now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Again, please, ma'am, please, sir, meet us tonight. Beat us tonight. Beat us there tonight. Melbourne, Florida, Palm Bay. Come on, hallelujah. Fort Pierce, Sebastian, all down that way. Meet us today. All up this way. Meet us tonight. Where? Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue. Amen. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. She comes on Thursday. Amen. Call her. That's it. That's it, caller. If you try to call in, you won't be getting me. Praise our God. You'll get me on Monday. Hallelujah. Come on. Meet us there tonight. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Again, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center in the big city of Melbourne. Hallelujah. Those of you that's in Melbourne and you said out, you want to come, you wanted me to come, and you haven't gotten there yet, get there tonight. Final night is tonight. It's tonight. Praise God. I know the first flyer had on there to Saturday, but that was an incorrect area. We corrected it. Amen. So it's going all the way to tonight. Saturday night, it would not be. Come on. Hallelujah. It would not be Saturday night. The new flyer is up. We caught it in that time. So if you're planning on coming on Saturday, let tonight be your Saturday, because that will be it. We will not be there on Saturday night. It's going to be something in the place. Thank God for all of you that has tuned into the radio broadcast on today. Amen. Praise God. I pray that this radio broadcast has been a blessing to you this morning. Amen. It has lifted you up, has gave you hope and encourage. Amen. Along the way. God bless you. God bless you. I want you to know, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Hold your head up high, because God is good. I've got 2 minutes left. My time's going to be up. My time's going to come and gone. Amen. I've been with you for 1 hour from 9 to 10. Amen. That's a good time God has blessed us with, from 1 hour. If you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Just like if you stay with God, he'll stay with you. Amen. Hallelujah. For if you stay with me for this 1 hour, I'm going to stay with you. And then when my time is up, I have to get up and leave you. But guess what? The timing of God is always with you. He's always with you. He's omnipresent at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. Be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. I want to encourage you to go to and join yourself in the assembly of the services of this weekend with somebody. If you got a church home, go there. 1 minute left. If you got a church home, go there. If you don't have a church home and you're in the area, 1219 South Street, right there. That's the spot to be. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Come and be with us. We'll look to see you in the move of God in some of these services. You'll be able to hear the announcement that's coming on afterwards with time of the services. And then again, tonight, all roads, all sidewalks, 95, US 1, come on, leads to where? 1500 Florida Avenue, Miracle Healing Revival Center. I look to see you in the move of God. My time is coming and gone. Be of good courage. God bless you. Hold your head up. See you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.